Hello, I'm Kenneth Copeland. Every believer has a voice, and it's the voice of victory.
My God has made a way for me.
Now, we've been talking about covenant and its different forms and so forth. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creation. He's a new creation. New. Say new. He's a new creation. He is a new creation. All things have passed away. All things have passed away. In Numbers chapter 21, verse 6, the Lord sent fiery serpents among the people, and they bit the people, and much people of Israel died. And most of you know that story. The people came to Moses and said, "We've sinned. We've spoken against the Lord and against you. Pray unto the Lord that he take away the serpents from us." And Moses prayed for the people. The Lord said, "Make thee a fiery serpent, set it upon a pole. It shall come to pass that everyone that is bitten, when he looks upon it, shall live." Excuse me. Moses made a serpent of brass, put it on a pole. And it came to pass, if a serpent had bitten any man, when he looked at that brass, a brass snake, he lived. What is this? Now, wait a minute. We already know that everything in this first covenant, is always looking forward to Jesus. He's in that story right there, looking forward to Jesus. Now then, let's go to the Gospel of John, chapter 3, verse 12. "If I have told you earthly things and you believe not, how shall you believe if I tell you heavenly things? No man hath ascended up to heaven, but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man, which is in heaven. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up." Now, when I first read that, I thought, well, now, come on. I don't get this, Lord. I mean, come on. There should have been a lamb on that pole, not a snake. No. I'm telling you, the power of God and the Spirit of God just rose up on the inside of me. And he said, no, Kenneth. No. Couldn't have been the lamb. No. Well, I sat there a minute and suddenly, well, yes. He who knew no sin, get this, was made to be sin. What is sin? It's the nature of the devil. The devil is the one that sinned from the very beginning. He's the one that broke off. He's the problem. He's the snake. He's called a snake, a serpent. But that's Jesus. After bearing the very nature of sin, he didn't sin. But when we look on him, he bore that, the nature of man, the nature of fallen man, he bore it so we could be born again and receive the nature of God. Somebody ought to be shouting glory to God, hallelujah. I know you are, I just can't hear you from here. Praise God. Isn't that wonderful? Isn't that just magnificent? So let's go back over there to 2 Corinthians chapter 5 once more. And look at that again. Now you can see it now that you know. If any man, any person, be in Christ, he is a new creation. That old sin nature passed away. And the very nature of God came in the twinkling of an eye. And your inner man, the real you, your nature was changed. And things that you used to just couldn't do without, oh, all of a sudden you just despise it. You don't want that. And the things of him, you want them. You're hungry for them all of a sudden. And right before that event, particularly if you're on up in life, a full adult like Gloria and I were in our mid-20s when we accepted Jesus. Amen. I mean, all of a sudden, I was talking about this morning for those of you that weren't able to be around. I'm telling you, I'm going to tell you in every sense of the word, my old natural, carnal, ugly, nasty self, cussing self. I mean, I had a terrible mouth. We came in. I don't know where a hotel is or not. But anyway, we came in. We'd been down or I don't remember where. And Gloria in her sweet way said, I'm not going out in public with you anymore. I said, why, baby? She said, it's your filthy mouth. Before I could think, I said, well, what the hell did I say? Oh, Gloria, I'm sorry. But see, that's just part of me. That's just part of my old unregenerated self. The night I got born again, the night Jesus came into my heart, I mean, I could literally feel it. I could feel my mouth was changing. I had the sensation that it was like I had a block of something like that. For several minutes, good, I don't remember exactly how long, but a long time. I recognized it. I saw it. And from that moment until this, that was in November of 1962, and all kinds of profanity of any kind just gone out of my mouth. Gone. Amen. Why? My nature changed. My cussing nature went out, and my praising nature came in. Hallelujah. Oh, glory, 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 glory to God. Now, good people, born again, I'm telling you, wonderful people that love God and after you're born again, that old nature, the devil's going to see to it that you have an opportunity for it to creep back in there. It's not going to get in your spirit, but that mess is still in your mind, and that mess is still around you. If you're around people all the time that use profanity, I'll tell you what, you need to get in the Word and stay there. You need to just get in there and stay there because it'll get in your mouth. The next thing you know, you'll be slipping up saying just a little word here and there, and then you'll be just racking back like the rest of them. Amen. What do I do? You repent. That's what you do. But just repenting all the time won't do anything. That you're forgiven and cleansed, but then you have to renew your mind and renew your mouth and your thinking. Amen. And take that, praise God, take it to prayer, but bind it. And bind the devil that's doing it. Praise God. The people that are around you, they're not your problem. Well, yeah, they're not. Well, I know, Brother Copeland, I'll just get me another job. No, not unless God tells you to. That place will go to pot sure enough if you leave. Be a witness there. Don't join in with their way of speaking. Don't do that. That old nature. Yeah, I'll say that, Lord. Using profanity is a habit. It becomes a speech habit. It's a very nasty form of slang. And I'll tell you something else. Thrilled me to death, scared me to death. I'm afraid so, I'm afraid not. That's the same thing. And some of that can unknowingly be blasphemous, particularly if you begin to use the devil's words to express yourself. You're using death words, sin words. What do I mean by that? Well, you draw a line on a piece of paper. For the law of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. The law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. So you put all the words over here that come under the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus, and you put all the words that come under here under the law of sin and death. Does it have to do with sin? Does it have to do with death? Sin and death are synonymous terms, and they both mean the devil. So if you're using those words, and let me say something else to you. Do you know where the almost curse words came from? Darn. Dang. There were profanity laws on the books in early America. And if you said something out in public, you could get fined for it. But darn wasn't damn. So that's where it came from. Well, it's just didn't know how to spell it. But when you got mad and said it, it's the same action. It's the same action. It's not the way you spell the word. It's what came out of your mouth in force and fear and anger. Amen. Constitutes the same thing because that runaway temper comes out of that old nature. Be angry and sin not and give no place to the devil. Don't let your anger last any further than sundown. Huh? Read the book of Ephesians. Amen. All of that is right in there together. So now, let's get back in the main line here. We're talking about covenant. And we got over into the fourth chapter of Romans and so forth, where Abraham call things that be not as though they were. Now, we made the statement. Let's go over there and look at that now in Romans chapter 4. We made the statement that in calling things that be not as though they were, Abraham, in that first verse of the fourth chapter, what shall we say then that Abraham our father has found as pertaining to the flesh has found? He found, in the 17th verse, he found the key to life. that 17th verse, as it is written, I have made thee a father of, listen, I have made thee a father of many nations before him or like him whom he believed, even God, who quickeneth the dead and calleth those things that be not as though they were. He calls things that be not as though they were. God calls things that be not as though they were. He already has it planned. He already sees it. Far as he's concerned, it's already done. And he knows when he says it, it's done. When he knows that when he says it, it's done. And when he says it and it's done, and then you receive it by faith, you're walking and standing on the same authority of his, and you're calling things that be not as though they were, and they are. But you call things the way they are and they stay the way they are. It's as simple as that. Spiritual law, it works both ways. Now, I want you to see this. See, you did this and really didn't recognize it. You call things that be not as though they were the moment you got saved. And from there on after, come into my Lord, my heart, Lord Jesus. Take my life and do something with it. I receive you now as my Savior. Up until now, just those few seconds before that, no, you're still an old sinner. You're still in the process. I believe I receive this new birth. Take my life and do something with it. Come into my heart. I receive you now as my Lord and my Savior. And the very next day, somebody said, hey, I heard you got born again last night. I sure did. I sure did. Glory to God. Isn't that something? Well, did you get healed? No, I just got saved. See, what you don't know is you got healed too. Because actually, it is really sad that wars have been fought over this, when all you had to do was look up the Greek word saved. Amen. That same word means sound, healed, delivered. It's an all-inclusive word. You were saved, made sound, healed, well, delivered from all forms of calamity and troubles. It's all in that same word. And the people that were ministering in Greek and heard it in Greek, they heard the same thing. They heard saved, the same that they heard, I mean, that they heard healed, they heard delivered at the same time they heard saved. It's when it was translated into English, trying to make it simple, and they made it so simple that we lost a large portion of it. It's all the same package. Glory to God. The same one saved you, healed you. Glory to God. Actually, let's get our terminology correct here. That moment in your life, oh, I remember mine so well, first week of October 1962, just about 8 o'clock in the evening, glory to God, in our little brand new furnished apartment. I just got in from a trip. I had just flown a man with Arkansas, Louisiana Gas Company to Shreveport, and then and came back that night. And his name was Weir. I'll never forget it. It's just stamped indelibly into my mind and my being. And I can just see Glory over there at that little brand new kid. We came out of a house that didn't have any furniture in it. I won't go into all of my, I fouled the whole deal up. But anyway, Gloria had accepted Jesus 2 weeks before, hadn't said anything to me about it. When I got home that night, and I just went in to change clothes. I tell you, I was the happiest fella. Here we had furniture. We had a stove and a refrigerator. And the mess I made, we didn't even have any. I mean, thank God it was in the wintertime. We didn't have a refrigerator. And my mother sent us a 25-pound sack of potatoes. And it wasn't any way I was going to tell them we was hungry. But particularly since it's my fault. And so And it was cool enough we could put stuff out on the back porch in a cardboard box, what little dab we had. And Mother sent us that 25-pound sack of potatoes, and Gloria was cutting those potatoes up and put them in the bottom of one of those big two-piece percolator coffee pots and boiling those potatoes, and that's what we were eating. And Gloria started praying, and we got us a new apartment. Yeah. Oh, Jesus. It was wonderful. And I tell you, I forget, it's just indelible in my mind and in my thinking. That was the night I was talking about a moment ago when God stuffed stuff in square like a big bar of soap in my mouth and stopped my cussing. Amen forever. And he just washed my mouth that night. I had one shoe on and one shoe off, and all of a sudden the glory of God just filled up that room. And I heard this. I heard this in my spirit. Kenneth, if you don't get straightened out with me, you're going to a devil's hell, son. I said, I know it. I know. What do I do? What do I do now? All this is going on the inside of me. Jesus, Gloria and Jesus were over there at the stove. She wasn't paying any attention to me. I wasn't making any noise. All this just going on. I just dropped that shoe and closed my eyes and bowed my head. I said, I know it. What do I do now? He said, ask Jesus. Oh, no. When I said, what do I do now? I heard my Sunday school teacher's voice. It's still on the inside of me. Boys, you have to ask Jesus to come into your life, into your heart. I thought, well, that sounds just as dumb as it did the first time I heard it. But I don't know what else to do. And I just said as quietly, Jesus, come into my heart. And he did. He did. Changed everything. Just changed. All of it. Right then. Right that moment. I was a new creature. But now all of our entire life is ahead of us. All of our spiritual life. And we continue to flop and bang around until we finally came to the point where, and I knew fairly early I was supposed to go to Oral Roberts University, and I did not want to do that. I just sensed it so strong in my spirit. I didn't want to do that. But finally, it was just necessary. And so, of course, I did. And all the rest is history. Now, the key to life is calling things that be not as though they were.
We live in a word-created, word-controlled universe. And God said, light be. And there was light. God predestined your future, your success. He put the authority in you to see the blessing at work. Know the authority you have been given and understand how powerful your words are. Take control of your words with the Power of Your Words package. This package includes, You Are the Prophet of Your Own Life. You Can Change Your World Through the Power of Your Words by Kenneth Copeland. And How You Call It Is How It Will Be, also by Kenneth Copeland. You can choose to have a great future. Set your life in order by speaking words of life. Stop letting your words negatively affect you. Start saying what the Word says. Put the principles from these teachings to work to enrich your faith. And stop fear from ruling your life. Launch your life from a place of defeat to victory, from worry to peace, from pain to relief, by calling things which be not as though they were.
Request your free offer from Kenneth Copeland Ministries today. These resources will help guide you in further understanding God's Word. Go to kcm.org/TV special or call us 800-600-7395. This offer is good for 60 days. Outside the United States, shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information. Be sure to request your free offer today.
The Bible says in Romans 10:9 that if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. And all it took for you to be saved was for you to believe in your heart what Jesus did for you and then to say it out loud. And just like that, you went from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light. That's faith, and it's faith in action. And the same principle applies to every situation you might be facing right now. And maybe it's a health issue or a family issue, maybe something in your finances. Well, the answer is the same. Find out what God's word promises and then begin speaking those scriptures over your situation. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So the more you speak it, the more faith grows. Now, if you've never experienced the power of God in your life, today is the day of your salvation. To see any of the good things that God wants to do for you, that He wants to do in you, Jesus has to be the Lord of your life. And it's so simple. It is so simple. You do just what we said a moment ago. You believe it in your heart. You say it with your mouth. And just say it right now out loud after me. Father in heaven, I believe in my heart that Jesus died and rose again. I confess with my mouth, He is my Lord. Jesus, forgive me, make me new. I am a new creation in You, Lord Jesus, and fill me with Your Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. I know it's a simple prayer, but it's powerful. You experience the greatest miracle that anyone has ever experienced, to go from death to life, and heaven is your eternal home. And you can have days of heaven right now here on this earth when you find out who you are in Jesus. And that's what we want to help you do. We've got a free package that we'd like to send to you. It's called our Salvation Package. It's a book called He Did It All For You by Kenneth and Gloria Copeland. Along with this book, we're going to send you a couple of little brochures that help you just learn how to read and how to study your Bible and find out what God is saying to you through the scriptures. And now that you're born again, you can hear God speak to you through His word, and you can hear Him speak to you through His spirit that lives big on the inside of you. So if you want to get a hold of this today, let us send it to you. Go to kcm.org and request your free salvation package today. And then you ask, okay, well, what do I do next? Well, you need to find a good church. You need to find a place that will preach the Word of God to you. You need to find a place that when you come in, faith stirs on the inside, and experience the love of God that exists only between fellow believers. You're a part of a family now, and you need to find a place where you can hear the Word, you can experience this love, and you can see the change that will come in your life. And all that God has called you to do, you can do it. All that He's called you to be, you can be it when you find out who you are in Him. So find a good church and then keep tuning into this broadcast. You can trust what you hear here on this broadcast. It'll be the Word, and it will stir faith. And next week, we're going to hear a message by Brother Copeland on seeing by faith. You don't want to miss it. Thanks for watching today, everybody. We'll see you again next time. Until then, remember, God loves you and we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
Today's Believer's Voice of Victory was brought to you by the faithful partners and friends of Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Go to kcm.org to download or request your free copy of today's broadcast. Continue to grow in your faith in God and believe Him for new vision, great change, and His manifested power in your life.